Runner on first base, two outs, and the pitch. The runner goes. The throw down to second base, the tag, he is out. And that is another caught stealing. Welcome to Caught Stealing with E. Marquez, where we talk about sports. Sports, 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 pop culture, baseball, baseball, baseball. Now, we're going to be discussing a lot of baseball and a lot of baseball things, all right? But today I bring you the AL East. I bring you what I think it's going to happen in the AL East. And those and the AL East consists of the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and the Rays. So I feel like the Yankees will win the division going away. They'll win 110 games. The Red Sox will bring up the second. And then I'll put the Toronto Blue Jays, Rays, and then the Orioles. My opinion, the Yankees will go against the Dodgers in the World Series. The Yankees have all the tools. They have Gerrit Cole now to solidify their starting rotation. They have a great bullpen. They have a wonderful lineup. They'll compete to break the home run record as a team. They'll do things, a lot of things. They're going to get things done over there. The Toronto Blue Jays are an intriguing team. Because a lot of their stuff, a lot of their success comes from within. Not a lot of free agents go up to Toronto. Not a lot of free agents are interested in going up to Toronto and getting taxed. And then not understanding the currency, the exchange rate. And are they getting paid in American dollars? Are they getting paid in Canadian dollars? So all that has an effect. The team would like to function in Canadian dollars because because it's cheaper or it's not as much as American dollar, so it helps them. But what do they do? How do they do business? Only the Toronto Blue Jays know, what benefits them as a club, but they're not gonna get a lot of free agents. A lot of players that they get are gotta come from within. They gotta come from where they gotta come from their own organization, and they gotta develop them. But they got a lot of young players over there, so keep an eye out. There's nothing about the Orioles. There's nothing about the Rays that we need to talk about. Although during the season you'll hear a lot of things. The Rays have some interesting players. The Orioles, I'm looking at their lineup right now as they play a spring training game, and it is awful. It is awful. But this is going to be going away the easiest division to win, or the easiest, the largest deficit. So you're gonna see the Yanks are gonna win a division probably by mid-August, but I like the Yankees. I like to see them. I think the Red Sox may compete for the wild card, and along with the White Sox, the Astros, the A's, and the Indians. So I don't see anything else going on. I don't think of anything. There's not gonna be any surprises. You're not gonna see anything going on. I'm not really good at picking or understanding the individual awards. Like last year, DJ LeMahieu from the Yankees should have won the MVP, but Mike Trout, who played 140 games, won the MVP. So I'm not too much of a fan of that because that's all analytic driven, and maybe it's because there was other years that Mike Trout should have won the MVP and didn't. But I don't. It's all analytic driven, so I don't really feel comfortable predicting MVPs or whatever like that. But and like I said earlier, this is not a prediction. This is more of a gut feeling. I look at the numbers. I look at the teams. I look at what they've done. I look at their demeanor. I look at their
just how they look at, like, as a team, how they act on the ball field, what are they doing different, if they're the same from last year, if they've gotten better, if they improved, that kind of stuff. So I look at different things and just make a gut reaction, a little bit of what, you know, my knowledge of the game is and the knowledge of the players. But again, I don't see anything outrageous. I don't see anything out the ordinary here with this division. You know, I'm not going to get analytically based or whatever. I'm not going to do none of that stuff. So we're going to go ahead and pencil in the Yanks. And then we're going to go ahead and give the Yanks the American League pennant. And they'll lose against the Dodgers in the World Series. So that's how I see it. This is where we're going to go with it. I think, again, on this podcast, you're going to hear so much baseball now that baseball is going on, because it is a baseball podcast. But I'm going to get into details of the games, and you'll hear about performances, and you'll hear about little things that are going on, little news, little tidbits and stuff like that. But you're mainly going to just get little details and interactions and personal interactions that I have. And that's what I'm going to do here on this podcast. So, yeah, check me out on Instagram, called Stealing Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel, which is Invest and or Collect, or Invest/Collect. It's about collecting, how to make collectibles an investment, all kinds of collectibles, mainly sports memorabilia and action figures, but there's all kinds of collectibles, from stamps to coins to cars to figurines to porcelain dolls and stuff. So check out that YouTube channel. It's also our eBay page, which is eCollecting 12. And on there, you'll find all kinds of autographs and memorabilias and sports-related items, even sports equipment. You'll find some of the greatest. You'll find some used, but you'll find some of the greatest, some greatest equipment to play with. Authentic equipment to play with: basketballs, baseballs, bats. You'll find some used items also, gloves, batting gloves, but you'll be coming around more and more this summer. So it's eCollecting 12 on eBay. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back with another episode shortly.